views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome. I'm Chris Stainis, and this is Voices of Women. And today, we really want to send our love and healing energy to all those on the East Coast who have been affected with loss of life, homes, cars, trees down, you name it. We hope you're all safe now. And I imagine everyone in this country is affected in some way or another, because we're always connected to someone in other parts of the country. I have relatives who have friends or mother-in-laws with homes badly damaged. You know, the power of nature is quite something to witness, and it's something we can't control. It's just going to do its thing, and we can only prepare to protect ourselves as much as possible. So I know many of the listeners on the show are from Long Island, Rhode Island, Connecticut, so we know you've been impacted by the storm. We hope that you are safe now, and the cleanup and reconstruction is going to run smoothly as it can be for you. So my first guests today are Alina Frank and Dr. Craig Weiner. They are the creators of When to End It, When to Stay, and also Path to Passion. They are instructors of the emotional freedom techniques known as EFT and Matrix Reimprinting, and are happily and passionately married. Their website is www.path2passion.net. And they're going to be giving a workshop at Woman Wisdom on Sunday, February 17th. It's called The Power of Qing, Using EFT to Unleash Your Sexual Qi. It's going to be in the evening at 7 p.m., and it's our time that we are open to men and women. So, hey, this is time for partners to come and work on your unleashing your sexual qi. Our registration is going to begin mid-November. Brochures will be mailed out around November 12th. We're just getting everything lined up right now. So check out our website around mid-November at www.womenofwisdom.org. So welcome, Alina and Craig, to Voices of Women.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. So first, I'd like people to start with sharing your story, you know, what you got you into this work that you do. So let's just begin with emotional freedom technique. Why don't you tell us about that? Because that's, some people may not know what that is.
Mm-hmm. So emotional freedom techniques is also known as the tapping technique. And it is a way of tapping on meridian endpoints. So the same sorts of points that an acupuncturist would use if he or she were inserting needles into places. These particular points happen to be very close to the surface of the skin, and so we don't have to insert needles, we just tap using our fingertips on these various points while we say a phrase of acknowledging a problem. And it brings the problem that we're facing, whether it's physical, spiritual, emotional, in nature, brings it to the surface, lights up that same neural pathway as when the original wound was laid down in that track. And then we're able to affect change, you know, through neuroplasticity. We're able to understand what's going on a lot better these days. But the way that I found EFT was I was looking for a way to improve my life, and at that time, almost 10 years ago, it was really a physical issue that I knew was related to a traumatic event, and somehow I felt the two were sort of locked in my body, And I had to find a way to help myself. And I struggled for 12 years trying to find something. And then lo and behold, I just stumbled upon this weird thing and knew that I somehow knew in my bones that it was going to help me out. And it did. And then as with many of my clients and my students, you know, there's this first initial pain point that you just got to fix this problem in your life that isn't working. And those are the big boulders that stand in your way of seeing what else may be behind those. And sure enough, it took me another 5 years to realize that, boy, oh boy, I needed to work on my sexuality. I needed to leave a relationship that wasn't working for me. It hadn't worked for a very long time. And so I used EFT to get over those things as well and to be able to move on and to really embrace my passion itself. And in that, lo and behold, Craig walked in.
Yeah, so let's hear from Craig.
Well, my story is a little different. I've been a chiropractor for, 22 years now. And one of the things that I'm passionate about is I love to teach, I love to share, and I love to be kind of a bridge builder for people that are looking to expand their health, their well-being, their spirituality. And so one of the things that I've done for most of my career has always been to bring other experts and people with other points of view into my practice and share it with the community and patients. So long story short is I began to put on these presentations, bring lots of different kinds of professionals in the healing arts into my office. And I was inspired to reformulate it in a new way, and we called it the Transformational Dialogues. It was basically a conversation that I would hold with another guest. And just when I was starting this program, I decided to really challenge myself to something brand new that I hadn't tried before. And I'd been hearing about this thing called EFT on websites and other places, and it sounded, to be honest, too good to be true. I'd seen ads and articles for try it on everything from migraines to abundance problems to relationship issues to sciatica to, you know, just everything. And I just kind of went, yeah, whatever, another something, just kind of trying to promote themselves. And so I'd put it off and I'd poo-pooed it. And for this one dialogue, I said, you know, if I'm going to start something new on this series, I'm going to challenge myself to something I don't know about, something maybe I was a little skeptical about. And so I went and looked online. Is there anybody in our, you know, I live on an island, and is there anybody in this island that knows anything about this? And lo and behold, I looked online and I found, wow, there's this woman, Alina Frank, who I've never heard of or seen or met, and she does this, so I'm going to invite her over and see if she's interested. Well, the long story short is she was, she did, we are, we met, we married. And so literally the first transformational dialogue transformed my life, not only because of finding EFT and it having changed my life and the way that I practice, but also because it changed my life personally as well. So that's a kind of a shortcut to the story.
Well, a great story, a great way to meet, and that just, let's just move right into the topic. You know, we know we're so inundated with sexual references in the media, you know, TV, movies. You know, I was thinking if aliens were to come here, they would think we had sex all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But right. You say most couples lack intimacy. And so let's talk about, why do couples suffer from this lack of intimacy?
Well, I mean, there are a variety of reasons, but I think it's particularly devastating in our country, in the U.S. I mean, I've seen figures as high as 50% of couples have sexless marriages, meaning they have sex less than twice a year. And I think that we do send out mixed messages that we're this sexual society when, in fact, the real intimacy is really lacking. And a lot of it has to do with stress. A lot of it has to do with the lack of clarity of just how important this particular aspect of our lives is. And then it also shows up as a symptom of things outside of the bedroom that aren't working. So if you're having problems with your spouse, your partner, then it's going to show up in the bedroom. If you're having money issues, it's going to show up in the bedroom. If you're having self-esteem issues or you're not feeling particularly hot because you gained 10 pounds, that all shows up in the bedroom. And it's just really interesting to see the difference between what is being touted out there in the media and what's really happening behind closed doors.
Yeah, I would just second that. I think it's sex and money are those two issues that there's the greatest difference between the way things seem to be and the way things are. You know, that there's so strong a need to have ourselves seen as doing well financially and doing well in the bedroom, you know, whether it's true or not. So that dichotomy of how I want to present myself to the world, it's not something that comes easily to say, well, not so hot there, not so good there. There's a lot of shame with that, and there's so many issues. So it's almost like the lack of sexual connection gets overly exaggerated in response by being overly discussive and overly, the presentation to the world goes in the opposite and larger direction.
Oh yeah, that's so true. It's like what is real, and yeah, there's a lot of, you brought up shame. There's a lot of shame around sex, and we're not really that great at admitting that we might have sexual problems or that we're not as sexual as the media makes us out to be, so we kind of fake that. Well, this is Chris Stainis. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more with Alina Frank and Dr. Craig Weiner. We'll share more on sexual chi.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at KnowThatYouKnow.com.
Pray, pray like
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Alina Frank and Craig Wiener today on sexual chi. So before we get back into things, why don't you give your contact information so our audience knows how to reach you or find you on your website?
Sure. So my main website is tapyourpower.net, and you can also find me on alinafrank.com.
And you can find me, this is Dr. Craig Wiener, at chirozone.net, chirozone.net. And I also have a radio show, Transformational Dialogues, on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Well, great. So you kind of brought up, the state of one's sexual expression might be the result of unresolved emotional blocks. So let's talk a little bit more about that and even how our past relationships show up in the current relationship challenges.
Yeah, it's very interesting to work with someone who doesn't understand that or they haven't seen the connection yet between what's showing up currently and the past. And it could be really obvious that let's say someone rejected you and you're feeling the most minor slight or the wrong look from your partner then could lead you into feeling that you're going to be likely to be rejected again, and so you put up your defenses and you protect yourself. So that's kind of obvious, but there are those subtle ways that we hold on to impactful events, emotionally charged events from our past. And with some of the work that we do, known as matrix reimprinting, we really target the first 6 years of life when all of our belief systems are really imprinted by those significant people in our lives. And it could be that, one day it was Thanksgiving and you wanted to help mom in the kitchen and she was just too busy and you tucked on her apron string and she just told you to go away, that she had a million things to do, really didn't mean much by it. And suddenly you took that to mean that when you really want someone's attention and love, they're not going to be there for you. And so that set that up as a pattern that then you replay for a good part of your life, not really understanding where it came from. So we just make those connections for people. We do exercises and we stimulate thinking that allows a person to really step in and say, where did this come from? Why do I believe that's true? What's making me protect myself? What's making me feel not safe in this, in my ability to freely express my sexuality?
So that's finding like the core reason. I think it's important you go back to the core reasons, which are at a young age, like you say, till 6 years old. But then how do you then take that to where you can feel that your sexual expression being freed from that
I mean, sometimes it really does happen very, very quickly. I remember working with a couple, and they just came in for a few sessions, and it was there was on the surface it looked like some wounding that had happened early on in their relationship, where he had been watching pornography, and so then she felt she wasn't good enough, and that had sort of laid the groundwork early on in their relationship, and that still lingered in their inability to have a full-on, very juicy sex life. So we worked with that just maybe one session, but then quickly went to early on seeing how the lack of connection on his side had him feeling that he was inadequate from things that happened in childhood, and the same thing on her end. And what you see with couples is often that, our partners really and truly are mirrors for ourselves and our own unresolved issues. And many times the core issue is identical. And once you see that, there's a lot of compassion and understanding. And then with the EFT, it really does clear it. You clear it. It's just gone. It's someone described it as, I just don't have words for it. It's just poof, it's gone. And it really, that's the way that it works. And when it's no longer disrupting your energy system, then your natural state of being is to be happy. Your natural state of being is to be healthy, happy, whole, prosperous, and yes, sexual. And so when those things are cleared, you just naturally fall into a healthy relationship with your own sexuality.
And having a healthy sex life then contributes to your greater well-being.
It absolutely does. Yeah. No, I mean, there's so many physiological benefits for having a healthy sex life. We see it in longevity. We see it in immune response. We see it healthy cardiovascularly. We see it on so many different levels that healthy sexual activity has a healthy result in one's body and well-being, let alone levels of satisfaction with life, let alone satisfactions with the health of the relationship, with one's sense of well-being. On so many measurements, an active sex life shows that there are benefits. And I think we need to take that into consideration. Yeah, go ahead.
The one that I really like is that it actually lowers your biological age by 7 years if you have sex, pleasurable sex and orgasmic sex on a regular basis. So yeah, ladies, don't get a facelift, just have more sex. And so all of these, there was also a huge study that came out from Dartmouth University where they found that it was actually the number one determiner in indicator in whether someone felt satisfied in their partnership was having a healthy and wonderful sex life.
You know, I think it's important that we put that in perspective. We're not saying sex is the most important thing in a relationship, but we are. It's almost like, how do I want to say this? There's this real swing that goes back and forth. On one hand, like you said, from an alien, it looks like we're having sex all the time. But then on the other hand, we're not really talking about it. But then on the other hand, if we talk too much about it, then we're putting too much focus on it. But on the other hand, if we don't focus on it, so there's this real dichotomy and this back and forth seesaw about how we deal with this. Sexuality is an important part of a relationship. It's not the only part. It's not necessarily more important than communication, but it's one that needs to have a healthy dose of attention, cultivation, and nurturance as much as many of the other ones that we give more focus upon.
So what do you think, what would you tell someone who's not having a healthy sexual relationship? What first steps should they take?
So I think one of the biggest is just the shame. The shame, guilt, embarrassment around it is enough to prevent you from actually looking at it and working through it. So I do some simple EFT. There are lots of resources, including my website, that offer just basic tapping information. And you can get right to work on how you feel about it, your angst about even looking at it, and the fear that you have around bringing it up and to the surface and talking to your partner about it. I mean, all those negative emotions prevent one from really looking at it clearly and being able to do something about it. So I think that's the first step is acknowledging it's there, tapping on your shame that it is there, your guilt, your embarrassment of bringing it up, your fear of wanting more, or your resistance to wanting more, and seeing what that's about. And getting to a place of having compassion for yourself that you're in this place.
Well, that's good advice. So in this tapping, is there certain places on your body that you tap for certain things, or is there a standard, like, you know, you tap on your hand or your head, or does that vary?
Yeah, it really doesn't matter all that much. There are points, that traditional Oriental medicine assigns one point as feeling this emotion, or one point, and, you know, it really represents another. However, the founder of EFT, who has been involved with Course in Miracles for a very long time, and at the time of finding EFT, discovering EFT, he really was basing a lot of this work on that as well, on that body of work. And what he said was, when you come right down to it, there are only two emotions, right? Love and fear. So at the root of everything is fear. It just looks like anger. It just looks like shame. It just looks like guilt. And so it's a simple tapping sequence, but it's more about tuning into the problem and acknowledging that it's there, and then tapping on the points while saying a very simple statement. But the statement is less important than one might think.
Mm-hmm. And again, why don't you give your website so people can find this information? That would be great.
Sure. You can find me at alinafrank.com, alinafrank.com.
And mine is, being a chiropractor, it's www.chirozone.net.
Great. So I encourage people to check out their websites, and maybe there'll be some techniques there that they have on their websites, or information about where you can get it. And let's all go for greater physical health that includes our sexuality. So thank you so much for being on the show. Remember, everybody, they're going to be giving this workshop on building, unleashing your sexual tree on Sunday, February 17th at 7 p.m. And again, it's open to men and women. So this is Chris Stainis of Voices of Women, and we'll come back. And I'm going to be talking to another woman wisdom presenter, Infinite Milam.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
Stieck Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Women of Wisdom. Women of Wisdom.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis. That song you heard is our Woman Wisdom theme song. It's on our Woman Wisdom CD. Please check that out at www.womenofwisdom.org. It's great songs from some amazing women singers. So my next guest I'd like to introduce you to is Infinite Milam, a healer, mentor, life coach, shamanic healer, sacred ceremonialist, and an artist. She's going to give a workshop at the conference in February. It's called Coming Home Empowerment Circle, The Heart's Fire. And that will be Sunday, February 17th at 1:30 in the afternoon. And that's for women. So Infinite's medicine name joins directions. She was raised in the Pacific Northwest amongst many traditions and led a life of curiosity and deep longing beginning at a very young age. She's a student of life. Infinite traveled to many countries to serve indigenous peoples. And today, Infinite steps fully into the way of the warrior, teacher, healer, and visionary, bringing forward teachings that offer healing and integration, mind, body, and spirit to people and the earth. She has a passion for cross-cultural work, working with youth, families, and intentional or alternative communities, as well as with individuals. Her website is www.infiniteonewellness.com. So welcome, Infinite, to Voices of Women.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, well, first, I like to hear people's stories. So tell us about your name, Infinite Milam, and also your medicine name, Joins Directions. I'm just curious what that means to you.
Sure, I would love to. Well, Infinite is actually a name that I was given by Spirit about 10 years ago. It was just in a time when I was having some challenging things in my life, and through meditation and prayer, what came to me was, oh, you're infinite. You have an infinite well of, you know, power, and you are able to manifest and create whatever it is that you'd like to create in this life. And so it's something that sort of became my mantra and my own personal affirmation, and I used it for an affirmation for a really long time. Whenever there was something that I was trying to achieve or accomplish or, you know, find all my power within myself. And, you know, it occurred to me, like, it would be wonderful if this would be a name that I lived by. And so I made that choice to live by that name. And Joins Directions was gifted to me by my dear teacher, Shar Sundust, several years ago, because a lot of the work that I do is bridge work. So bridging the youth with the elders, bridging different traditions and bridging different medicine work and bridging peoples and cultures.
Oh, that's great. I love that. I you get the sense of that, too, with that name the joining and the directions is kind of fascinating, but because you can kind of go any direction with that, you know, to the youth or the elders or.
Yeah. I love the work. I love meeting different people, going into different traditions and learning what really brings them joy and inspires them and to be able to share that with other people.
Mm-hmm. So what have been some of the biggest influences that have put you on this path of service?
Well, you know, it's kind of an interesting story. It started really, really young for me. I remember when I was about 8 years old, I went to my mother and I said, you know, who am I and why am I here? And coming from an 8-year old, like, you know, she was just like, are you sleepwalking? go back to bed, kind of thing. It's like, no, this was really a question at a really young age that was with me. And when I was about 14 or 15, I ran into a man. Named Darius Roa, and he was working at a little cute metaphysical shop, Eagle Elements, downtown, doing readings. And my experience with him was so powerful, and something shifted in me, and I knew that I was going to be on a path of service and that I wanted to be able to inspire and motivate people the way that he had inspired me. So that was kind of the beginning of it for me.
And I imagine, because in your bio you talk about traveling, and I think that does impact people too, seeing people in other cultures, how they live.
Yeah, it really does. There are as many paths and ways to wellness and abundance and joy as there are people. And I really appreciate being able to go into different experiences and traditions and seeing what is working for other people and being able to bring those tools back and saying, you know, here's what I've learned. Here's what I can offer you. You know, are these tools of use to you? So it's been a great journey.
Mm-hmm. Well, what gifts do you feel you have, you know, that that brings you to your purpose here in this life now? What is it you bring to people?
I feel that I'm really able to meet people where they're at from their perspective and be able to serve them from that space, you know, really be able to speak people's language. You know, I have a deep love and compassion for humanity. So I can, you know, whatever your belief systems are, I like to be able to remain open and curious and work with people from where they're at. And so I think that's my gift is just, you know, being compassionate and coming from the heart and just being curious and open.
Oh, that's a good message for anyone. I think we all need to be curious and open. Maybe there'll be a lot more tolerance in this world of all the different religions and cultures.
Tell
that
me
we
about it.
Yeah. So, and you, in your workshop, you talk about coming home. So, describe heart's fire and coming home. What does it mean to come home?
Well, it's really interesting because in Indigenous healing practice, after the healing, we always welcome the individual home. We say, welcome home, you know, welcome home to yourself, because we know that illness and trauma and power loss is really an initiation into a deeper understanding and the prompting to realign with your true self. And so pain and discomfort and disenchantment in our lives is always really an ally to our experience. And so we gain our power through introspection and awareness, and we have to know who we are to know, you know, where we're going. And so this workshop really creates a space to tend to ourselves as women who, in alignment with, you know, the present culture, have really become dutiful instead of sustainable. And we have sort of overemphasized our dynamic nature and not tended to ourselves, you know. So it's really about coming home to yourself, realigning with your vision, your self-worth, realigning with what keeps you well and sustainable. And one of the examples that I have that I think is really powerful is, you know how when you go on a airplane and the stewardess says to you, okay, if we lose cabin pressure, you'll get masks will come down. Make sure that you tend to yourself before you put the mask on your children. You know, because if, you know, you're putting the mask on your children and you've forgotten to tend to yourself, then you're not going to be able to be a service, further service to them later. And so I think that's really true for women in this society who have become really dutiful. They forgot to tend to themselves and their own passions and their own sacred fire. So this is really a space and a forum where they can do that.
Yes, and given we're so busy. I mean, everybody, including men, but particularly women, we're the caretakers. So we're not only taking care of the children, we're taking care of the home. We tend to take care of everybody else. And then maybe at the end of the day, there's a minute left for yourself. And
yeah,
so it's
right.
Really about learning how to carve out time for yourself during the day where you can revitalize yourself, get your energies going, get in touch with what you're passionate about, do something fun that's meaningful for you. What do you suggest for people to do?
Well, to look deeper, to ask more questions, to have more introspection, because most people, you know, even believe that they're living their dreams when they're only living maybe a part of it, or they're in situations where they're half-hearted. It's really important to take time and say, okay, what is going to serve me and what really is my dream, not my dream within the context of, you know, what this society will accept or what's, you know, okay or that sort of thing, but what are my real, true, authentic desires. And so I would just, you know, urge women to be more curious about themselves and look again, you know.
Yeah, and that's finding your true desires is you have to go inside for that. A lot of we're so trained to go outside of ourselves and look outside, like, well, what are other people doing? Oh, I should be doing that. And then you're always comparing yourself, like, well, I'm not, look at those other people. I'm not doing that. I must not be worthy of that. And we get right. So caught up in the external that we forget mm-hmm. the answers are inside ourselves. And so I think a lot of, meditation practices are good for that, or just having quiet time, or, you know, shutting the door in the bathroom and having a long bath, or, you know, just different things that you can do, which is hard if you have children at home who are
right,
constantly
yeah.
demanding.
mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, even being, you know, that example for the children and saying, you know, mom needs this space to nurture herself and you know, even doing it with your children, I think is a really powerful thing. It teaches a really impactful and positive message to them.
Yeah. Well, this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. We'll return and continue our conversation with Infinite Milam.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex, as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart, as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and we've been talking with Infinite Milam. And Infinite, can you please give your contact information, your website, where people can find out about you?
Definitely. The website is Infinite One Wellness, one spelled out, O-N-E, .com. And you can also email me at InfiniteOneWellness@gmail.com.
Great. So, and you have a special offer today. So, the a guest giveaway to be one 30-minute phone mentorship session. And
yes,
let's just say the first person who emails you will receive this 30-minute phone mentorship call. So, email infinite at infiniteonewellness@gmail.com. And that, again, that's one spelled out, infiniteonewellness@gmail.com. So thank you for that. I would encourage someone to email right away and get in on that. It's always great to have a session for somebody to mentor you. I mean, I think mentorship is important at any age, you know, and I think particularly older women, we need to be mentoring young women. And I know I was at a conference once where there were 20-year-olds, and they felt shy and they didn't feel worthy to ask for mentors, but they obviously wanted it. They really reached out, and it was really fun for them to reach out and that I could spend some time with them. And I mean, I feel mentored by the young people, too. So, you know, it works both ways.
It really does. Actually, it's my favorite thing to have youth and children in the class. Like, I feel like I'm getting this full-on education from them. And also, I think it's really powerful to start making the connection for our elders and our youth. Because, you know, the dynamic of, you know, the family dynamic has changed where, you know, in the past, the grandparents would have more time with the children and caretake the children while the parents were off doing work. And there would be that time for, you know, wisdom to be imparted and that sort of thing. And I think that gap is missing. So I would just encourage that to start happening more as well.
Yeah, I grew up, I didn't have grandparents that were living when I grew up as a kid. And you can kind of feel that missing, you know, because it is a special role, having watched my parents be grandparents
it
to
is.
My siblings' kids. And that that passing on of, you know, the wisdom, the stories. I mean, it's important to pass on our heritage and the stories. And because it's our connection to, you know, to... Well, even our DNA, our life, our
right,
family history,
right.
it's so important. Our culture, I mean, some of us are hybrids of many cultures here in America. They
right,
can't even,
yeah.
You know, we're French, German, English, you know, and all that. And, well, I'm 100% Norwegian, so I have a sense of what that culture is and a connection to it because my father came from Norway. But since when we're further away from it, we lose touch with what those values were, what the cultural aspects were, and there's something real important there.
Yeah, there is. I actually, you know, my grandmother, you know, in the past several years, I've really kind of reconnected with and developed a strong bond with, and, you know, I didn't know it, but we were on a very similar path. She's also a life coach, and she does healing work with women in the prison systems and that sort of thing. And, you know, I didn't know that about her. I didn't know that she was doing this kind of work. And so it was just interesting. And this is just very powerful to be able to make that connection with, you know, our elders and, you know, learn from them. So it's been a great journey.
Yes. So why do you think is the role of women so important at this particular time?
Well, it's so important because women, you know, a woman is creation. If you think about it, the woman, whatever is happening with the woman can be reflected, you know, in the family. So it's really important because the woman is, you know, sort of a key part in the family, that she be in balance and be in right relationship with herself and her own internal family systems, you know, are balanced and her energy is balanced, because that reflects out into the family, and that, you know, the family is able to learn from that. And then, you know, of course, in the family is then reflected, you know, with the community and, you know, in the greater community in the world. So woman really being connected to their vision and their creative power, and having that influence is just really important at this time.
Well, and I think, too, women, we need to be leaders. And so in order to be leaders, we have to be more in tune of who we are, what our gifts are, and how we can share that with the world. And, you know, women need to step up into, you know, really owning their being a leader and getting involved in our communities. Whether it's, and it doesn't have to be in politics, but we do need more women politicians. We need more representation in government, for sure. And it's, right. I think it's scary for women to step into that role.
Right, right. I think it is. You know, I liked what the Dalai Lama said a couple years ago, is that the world will be saved by the Western woman. I think all women are very important, but I also believe that the Western woman in particular is being watched, and people are, you know, the world is waiting for the Western woman to really be in her power, and I think that when she does take on that role and really is in her power and taking more leadership roles, that, you know, in the transitions and shifts that are happening, she'll really be able to support in a good way. So
yes, and I'm amazed at that women not women leaders that are standing out that are not in the Western world, and that they are a model for us to, you know, the bravery, you know, Libya and different parts of the world where it's quite dangerous for them to stand out, to see women stepping up and saying no more, you know, and so we can learn from them too. But they look so much to us, and we are very visible in the world. So, you know, it's time. Women have to claim that power, to claim their voice. And so, thank you for all the work you're doing to helping women get to that place, because it's that inner work that will take us there, for sure.
Yes, yes. Thank you. I love it.
Yes. Well, thank you, Infinite. It's great to talk to you today. And everyone, check out Infinite's website, InfiniteOneWellness.com, and also join her at Woman of Wisdom. She's doing Coming Home Empowerment Circle, The Heart's Fire. It will be Sunday, February 17th at 1:30. For women, and also as a reminder that if you want to receive our brochure, to email us with your address, we'll mail you a brochure. Just email wow@womanofwisdom.org, and check out our website. Things will be going up pretty soon. With by November 14th, I'd say we'd have the full schedule out on our conference. So I want to leave everyone with this thought today. We've talked about passion and heart's fire. So where is yours, and what can you do to bring the fire into your heart and passion into your daily life? This is Chris Stainis. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Organization and Conference, and also the author of the best Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. You can purchase that at www.womenofwisdom.org. Because when you do purchase there, it benefits Woman of Wisdom. Sign up for our newsletter so you get all information about the conference coming up. We're going to have a special through November for Starhawk, one of our featured guests. She's an amazing activist woman, and just an amazing woman is going to be speaking at our conference. And if you sign up for her workshop, you get the evening event free, and that special will happen through November 30th, and it'll be up on our website either today or tomorrow. And her workshop is Visionary Earth Healing. So just go to www.womenofwisdom.org and click on the Conference 2013 page. Next week, I'll be interviewing more women presenters from our conference. All of our presenters have wonderful gifts to share with you, so I'm excited to introduce them to you. Regardless if you can come to Seattle. And a quick announcement, we're going to be trying to do live streaming of our evening events. And so even if you're on the other side of the country, you can't come to Seattle, there may be a way for you to participate. This is Chris Stainis. I'm so glad to share the hour with you. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Stainis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com.